world is waiting. The world is
We see the goddamn ending of a party bus making its way through the unknown lands at the edges of what we fuckers call civilization. The world is waiting for some beat of heart, promising that truly we have yet another chance. Please don't break my goddamn dream. We will all sing again. And the space you're moving through is beautiful. Every rock or ruin is covered in purple flora or fauna. You see scatterings of bright teal from the rain and the shimmer of gold catching light on the ground when the clouds part enough to allow it. But we see an ending of the road being wide enough for your bus. The way is now blocked by debris, by rubble, by time. The path is wide enough for three friends to walk side by side, or for two enemies to give each other some room. Do you move forward on foot, or would you like to turn around and try to find another way that is large enough for your vehicle?
How's the weather?
It is raining, not teal or clear or even that yellow, but a strange purple opalescent rain. You can't see it burning or anything like that, but you are still in the bus and you'd have to step out if you wanted to take a closer look.
It looks fine to me. Are you alarmed, Kay?
I'm a little bit alarmed.
I will go check. I'll be right back.
I think you should stay in the bus.
At least grab a shield.
I'll grab one of the shields. I'll just kind of give you a little wink as I go by, Kay.
Rowan.
Yes?
As you move into this rain, nothing hurts, nothing burns. But if you were to open your mouth to speak, it would sound like this.
Okay.
Even the echoes of animals or movement would sound like this as you listen to it through this purple rain.
Everything's fine out here.
Fuck that. I'm hiding under the shield.
Lovely day for a walk.
Get under the shield.
This is terribly mean. I feel that we should leave Rowan in the rain.
Why? Why, Kay? Tell the people at home why.
I simply think that it might be beneficial if Rowan were the control subject, so we can see if there's any other problems with if we go in the rain, you know.
I know you feel that way, Kay. I'll lift the shield up as tall as I can to get it above your head, Rowan.
I mean, if it's not harmful, then maybe we can just take a look around. At least it's not burning us.
I'm not totally convinced it isn't harmful, but your outfit's really slick, so well done.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it.
There's another shield. I bet we could get two under each.
Okay, yeah. And Wei will get the second one ready, and then he'll like consider. And then be like, Kay, do you wanna hold this? Maybe you and Rowan.
I got it, Wei.
Okay, thank you. And then he'll slide under Jamie's shield.
I will reluctantly also shield Rowan.
I'm so happy you've decided to walk with me.
We hear two beeps from the bus as you lock the doors. Over hundreds of years, this ruin, this location, almost resembles walking at the bottom of the sea. Everything is overgrown and covered, and the air is filled with the smell of growth. It is difficult to see far as you move through this ravine. The clouds thunder, and the purple rain gives way to a clear downpour. You step from the close-quartered path and into what appears to be a courtyard of sorts, 100 yards across, with a dark stone surface and structures along the edges as you hear the small singe of the burning clear rain, though all of you are safe beneath the doors you are currently using as a shield. Rowan, your foot strikes an item removed. We hear the clatter of it shifting. As you pick it up, we see a chrome square, just a few inches wide. It does shine beneath the dirt. There are no seams or buttons, but there is a single LED that is not lit up. The rest of you can easily notice that this courtyard, this area, had been tended to at some point. Much of the rubble heaped at the edges, as though someone was attempting to organize the chaos before they just gave up.
I found some treasure in the dirt.
Can I see that real quick?
Of course.
Thank you. Look it over. I'm going to examine it. Look at it real closely with my mechanic's eye. And I'm gonna roll for things speak.
What? I should have looked at your moves, goddammit.
You've fallen for Kay's trap card.
You've fallen for my trap card. That's just barely in. That is an 8. So I can ask one question. I'm gonna go with... What words have been most recent has been said most recently nearby this?
All right. You are reminded of when Rowan found this about 15 seconds ago and said, "I found some treasure in the dirt."
Terrible. Yep. This is certainly some treasure.
You're a stinker.
You know what she meant. You know.
This is a great find, Rowan. Do you want to hold on to it or do you want me to hold on to it? What does it do?
I think we should hold on to this and explore a little bit.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see what it does.
Okay. I'm gonna call it Fred.
Fred? That's a great name. That's a great
Thank
name.
Thank you. Fred.
Jamie, Way, would you like to meet Fred?
Fred.
Hi, Fred.
I would love to meet Fred.
The clear rain begins to transition into the yellow pollen, floating through the crisp air. You can see that the buildings, the structures here, at one point must have been massive. You are moved to wonder at the very notion of a world existing that could create such things, and now they are overgrown and collapsed. But everywhere, the light bounces back wherever it finds a gathering of gold. Smooth and flat on the ground. In the middle of the courtyard, there is a strange, singular, almost pillar, about the same height as you, but equally overgrown to almost resemble more of a hedge than a structure. In the distance, on the top of the largest building you can see, almost rising like hands from the ruin, you see a massive nest. So large that it is made from trees torn from the earth.
A friend. Look.
This area would take a lifetime to explore, but you may explore it, or you may pass right through. It's all up to you.
And we found Fred. I kind of want to figure out where Fred goes.
What do you mean?
Rowan, would you like to find where Fred's home is?
Yes. Yes, I would.
We also don't know what the pollen does, and I'm a little scared of that. So we don't know what it does. I don't like that. And Mr. T is alone in the bus. And I will be very sad if I do not come back to Mr. T.
Mr. T is not alone in the bus. Ty is in there.
That's true. Ty will take care of Mr. T.
That's true.
Ty will protect them. Ty's on the bus.
I'm sure Ty will take great care of Mr. T.
Yes.
I'm not convinced by that one.
Could all of you roll me a do something under fire, which would be adding your cool modifier?
I'm going to do that, but instead I'm going to use spooky intense so I can roll plus my weird instead.
Well, well, well.
Got an 8.
I got an 11.
I dropped my dice. Oh, that was really bad.
I got a 13.
Whoa.
Dang.
So I rolled a 4. I rolled bird eyes.
All of you see Kay almost slumped to the ground like a marionette cast aside once God was done pretending. Jamie does stagger, but Wei is able to hold them upright. Rowan, you are still holding the shield, but you do have to crouch, like, slightly, to maintain cover over you both as Kay lays on the ground, snoring away lightly as she sleeps.
Everyone stop. Kay needs a nap.
Don't breathe this stuff. I'm gonna, like, cover my mouth with my jacket.
She's just tired. We just need a few. Go ahead. We'll catch up.
Is she, like, unconscious or just asleep? Can you wake her up?
Kay.
Kay?
Kay has 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. 5 more minutes.
You guys hold the doors. I'll carry Kay.
Okay.
As you all move forward, you pass by this pillar and you hear a strange static and a beep coming from a pocket, and then a voice is audible.
Hello? I think this is working. I hope this is working. My name is Lachlan. I'm 19, and it's been over a month since I've seen anyone. If you can hear this, it means you're not far from my camp. I don't know if anyone will ever hear this, but I really don't know what else to do.
And if all of you stay in place, it just begins to play again. As you all stare and listen, you see a movement of light from a building missing its front facade. The floor and the walls look like pure bright white marble wherever it's not destroyed. When you step closer, there's a flicker from an ancient piece of technology, and on the wall is displayed a scene of a large body of water, of a woodland, of a meadow, flickering as though the energy is almost drained. It only activates when you're nearby.
I want to find a safe spot to set Kay down. And as I do, I can't help it. I was holding you. I'm going to have to deep brain scan you.
Oh no!
And it's also mathematically impossible for me not to do a 10 plus. So... Well, I'm kind of try to wake you up as I'm doing this, but what are your secret pains, and in what way is your soul most vulnerable?
So, you take a look into Kay's jumble of a brain. And, you see Kay sort of, it's like just darkness except for like a spotlight on a couch. A real beaten up couch, kind of like a puke green. It's not very attractive. But there is Kay curled up in the corner, Mr. T perched on her head, and another figure sort of leaned up against the armrest, and they look like you can't quite hear what they're saying, but they look like they're having a deep conversation. Whether it's happy or not is a little bit hard to tell. But you hear Kay's voice grow louder and the other voice grow softer. And the other figure just fades away. And it's just Kay and Mr. T alone on the couch.
That voice we heard, do you think we can trust it?
Well, it did repeat itself. So I don't believe it was someone talking to us in real time. But it's hard when you can't see the speaker. And sometimes I still struggle when I see the speaker. But they sounded genuine.
I thought so too.
Yes.
And if they're just 19 alone out here, that's scary.
Well, Fred doesn't look that old. I was checking to see whether the voice was still 19. They might be. In which case, we should definitely help them.
Yeah, yeah.
During all this, Kay begins to wake as she is removed from the weather, while the pollen also fades and is replaced by a curious glitter that begins to fall in handfuls from the angry clouds above. Wherever this sparkle gathers, you see a miracle. Suddenly, instantly, corn growing 5 feet tall, potatoes vining out and forming in the blink of an eye. Vegetables are bursting with life, and as fast as you can notice them.
Don't touch it. It might, like, burst out of you.
I guess this is okay. So, Feral, if this is against Jamie's wishes, I guess this would be one of my off-the-leash thing.
Damn, boy.
Move.
Off-the-leash? What does that mean?
I won't actively try to stop you, but I do give you a very disapproving look.
Okay.
How does that work, though, mechanically?
So, off-the-leash is one of the show's moves, where if I'm about to do something I don't always do, turn to the person who holds your leash and ask them, do I think you'd be cool with this? If they would be cool with it, then no problem. But otherwise, I can do it anyway, but I have to make a roll and possibly have issues.
That's so funny. Mom said no, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do.
Don't call me when your face melts off.
Way you step out and the glitter does not harm you. It does not make you grow. As you approach, you look at this corn. You have seen corn once or twice before, brought by farmers from other settlements or the occasional garden of desperation. You still have never seen anything like this. You are used to shriveled small crops, better for stock or animal feed than anything else. But this is not that. These are beautiful and large and perfectly ripe.
Wei is gonna open up the husk and just breathe it in.
Your eyes fill with tears outside of your control. There is no trap here. Why would the world ever trap you? Your pupils go wide with your first experience of such a healthy and thriving plant.
I'm gonna run up and smack it out of your hand.
Jamie!
I don't know. I got a bad feeling. A bad feeling about that corn. So you're gonna have to go off leash if you really wanna eat it, because I'm pretty sure you're gonna die.
Watermelon vines begin growing out of a puddle, artichokes bursting through soil without struggle. The courtyard is filled with vegetables everywhere, a sudden garden by surprise.
Are there any critters eating any of the vegetables? Because I would expect if this was safe, there probably would be.
But there aren't many critters, right?
No, you have not seen many critters in this space.
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they ate the danger corn.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bittertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitterton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitterton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
So here's the issue. I listen to too many podcasts and shows that have incredible sound design. I'm hooked. I'm starving. I need my sweet ear candy. And that's why I love Pocket Bard, an incredible app that makes immersive audio feel simple. You got your ambiance, your weather, your combat, and there's this fantastic intensity slider which lets you change vibes right as you need to, with fluid transitions that never break your carefully crafted encounters. Go ahead, insight check me, or go download Pocket Bard and try out their 20 scenes and ambient locations for free. You heard me, free. If you love it as much as I think you will, look into the monthly or yearly subscription to unlock more of their ever-growing library. With a bard in your pocket, you'll be unstoppable. Give them a listen at pocketbard.app. That's pocketbard.app. Black Friday. A truly chaotic display without a single roll for initiative. But dear readers, this year Hero Forge is coming to save the day. From November 20th to December 1st, they are blessing us all with 20% off physical miniatures and accessories, and 50% off digital miniatures and STLs for home printing. Save the world, save the tavern, and save your money at heroforge.com/sell. Don't be a tofu turkey. Avoid the lines and madness that is Black Friday, and instead, turn to Hero Forge for all your shopping needs. So Jamie has ran up and knocked the corn out of Wei's hand. It slowly moves through the air before landing in a small pile of sparkle and then bursts into a patch of a dozen new plants, all rising to the sky so quickly. Kay has woken and also rises to their feet. The glitter rain is beginning to fade. Wei, how was your role for doing something off-leash?
I got a 10, so I can carry on and do what I want. I just want to grab Jamie's favorite produce and brandish it and say, "You love these." And then I will take a big mouthful.
Of the zucumber?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. The smell that fills the space is like a spring that has not blessed the earth in generations. It's perfectly crisp and ripe. The flavor, the texture, all of it is ideal. If you were wounded, this would make you whole. But for now, it just brings you to the point of fullness, a rare experience in a world with so much lack. I would say that it's a profound moment.
Jamie, I think I see why you like these so much now.
I'm just examining them for any physical reaction, like changing colors, whatever.
At the very least, Wei's response to what you described, Rara, is like he almost falls over for a moment. You see his eyes roll back in his head, and just a deep sigh, like, oh.
Something's wrong. I'm, like, ready to catch you.
No, everything's right.
That sounds like you've been drugged. Can I check their pupils?
The level of suspicion.
You can. What do you check them with?
My eyes. I just lift up my glasses with these really big, intense eyes.
Long through human history, food has been used to invigorate the soul. that is not possible in a society built for survival, of barely getting by. But you see his waist skin clears, his hair almost looks softer, suddenly filled with everything he needs, this blessing falling upon him.
All right, I'm convinced. I just start, like, grabbing as many as I can carry.
Every vegetable you can imagine, and some you never have, is available here for now.
Okay, Rowan, dig in!
Well, for my chicken, I would like some corn. I think I'll... I'm not gonna touch it just yet. I'm gonna get as close as I can. I'm gonna kind of circle it and, like, stick my face super close, see, like, if there's any sort of defect, if I can see, if I can sense anything sort of, like, brewing under the surface that might not yet have taken hold.
And then I'm gonna roll, and I'm so scared.
Okay, that's a 9, so I get to ask 1 again.
What's wrong with this, and how might I fix it?
We see you pull like a strange lens over one eye, looking at the genetic makeup of this produce. The issue you find is not something that can be repaired quickly or easily. The problem is that this will not last long. It is not meant to last long. With how fast it grows, it will fade away just as suddenly.
I'm going to take that as weird wasteland stuff and not this will immediately poison somebody and you will die kind of stuff. So I will choose to take some corn back for my chicken. I'm still a little scared, but I'm gonna do it.
As you move through this space, filling hands, bags, arms with all the bounty, you hear that static once again, and that beep once again. You are all standing in front of a very large and broad building, which looks more solid than most, with a thick chain wrapped around the handles of the front door, and all of you hear a voice.
Looks like you found it. Welcome to my home, if you want to call it that. I haven't been able to find my sister or my dad, but we spent so much time here when I was younger that I hope they'll remember and arrive soon. We always said that if we lost one another, if we got lost, we would make sure to meet here, at the Pangaea City Library.